Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Psalm 59. We're going to look at the first 10 verses. This was a psalm written by David when Saul had sent men to watch David's house in order to kill him. So again, David writes this psalm under great distress. "Deliver me from my enemies, O God," David writes. "Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me. Fierce men conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise and help me. Look at my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you are the God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations and show no mercy to the wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew out of their mouths? The words from their lips are sharp as words. The words from their lips are sharp as swords, and they think, 'Who can hear us?' But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely." Have you ever had something start out really well and then turn south fast? Maybe it was a relationship, a job, or a particular stretch in your life journey. You're not alone. As we mentioned, the setting of this psalm is when Saul had sent men out to watch David's house in order to kill him. David had just returned from a victory in battle against the Philistines. King Saul saw David's victory and growing popularity as a threat. And one afternoon, he tried to pin David to the wall with his spear. That evening, he sent men to David's house to finish what he had failed to get done. Michal, David's wife and Saul's daughter, helped David escape. At some point after his getaway, David penned the psalm. David's enemies surrounded him. He likened them to traitors and snarling dogs prowling the city looking to kill him. They were lying in wait to strike him down. But David had a fortress to protect him. His fortress was God. God was his strength. God was the one on whom he could always rely. And that same solid truth is ours. God is the one on whom we can always rely. God is our fortress. Say that with me. God is my fortress. Lord, you are my fortress. I run to you for strength and protection when things turn south, when friends and family betray, when life stings. Thank you for being my God, the one on whom I can always rely. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.